On the south coast of New South Wales, a colony of the world's smallest penguins is making a comeback. The little penguin was declared locally extinct in the town of Eden in the 1990s, but conservation efforts have seen the penguins return, and a successful breeding season is creating some hope for the future. Scientists are working with the colony, say it might be thanks to a creative idea they're calling the Love Machine. That is a speaker pointed out to sea playing these mating sounds. That is the sound of love for penguins. The sounds of the little penguin breeding are used for a conservation project in Eden. And joining me now is the chair of the local volunteer group, Little Penguins of Eden, Wendy Noble, who formerly worked for national parks in the area. Wendy, that's a very interesting sound.
It is, isn't it? You wouldn't expect love song to sound like that. But throbbing growls, hoarse whoops to attract a male. Anyway, it seems to work.
It's the Barry White soundtrack of the penguin world, Wendy. So tell us the story. These little penguins in Eden, they really were in a lot of trouble. How were things at the lowest point, and how have they come back somewhat?
Oh, and Sally, it's a really actually quite a sad story. It goes way back to the 1970s, and there were a lot of very conscientious people back then that wanted to save the colony. Prior to 1935, there were 500 pairs of breeding little penguins in Eden. So from that point onwards, they just got diminished and less and less numbers as the years went on, despite efforts by locals.
Was that loss of habitat, Wendy?
Well, yes, I guess so. The town did increase in size, but it was also other things. You know, there was a perfect storm in the early 90s that wiped them out. There was heavy seas, dog attack. There was a rumour going around town that the Coastal Council was going to acquire all the land on the headland for penguins, because it was at that time, Sally, it was the only known mainland colony in New South Wales. So they didn't know about Manly back then.
And so, how have things changed since those low points, Wendy?
Well, despite all that effort, nothing really happened. It was going to be fenced twice, but that never happened. So it kind of just sat there for a long time, and there was no monitoring going on, and it was all presumed that the penguins were extinct. I was still working with National Parks, and I was lucky enough towards the end of my career to be given Eagle's Claw Nature Reserve to manage, and that was set aside just for the penguins. So that by the time it was gazetted, there were no penguins. So that's how terrible the story went. So I thought, well, I've got to do something here. And actually one day I was listening to the ABC radio and I heard there was a penguin scientist on the radio, and I thought, oh, my God, he works for the same department. So I contacted him. His name is Nicholas Carlisle, and he has just been incredible. He's now a volunteer like me, and we just put our heads down and we thought, well, how are we going to do this? He came up with a plan, and that included the Love Machine. And we thought it would take 10 years to get birds to come in, but after we have 5 years of data, but after 3 years of playing those love songs, we got an egg to hatch. Mm-hmm. So it was one little chick in 2023, and that was the start.
Well, it's a fantastic story, Wendy. A big thank you to you for joining us this morning, and congratulations to the volunteers for the progress so far.
Thank you so much, Sally.